This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, guys, this is a serious episode. This is our one serious episode every year.
131.
So don't be funny.
Fart tutorial.
Oh, my God. Did you not hear me? Ladies and gentlemen, please take a seat. As you know, every year, Hey Riddle Riddle does one very serious episode where no one is allowed to laugh, no one is allowed to feel joy or pain or anything. It's just sort of a neutral, very serious, very stoic episode. With me are my co-hosts, Adil Rafai.
Greetings.
And JPC.
Greetings. I've actually changed my name to Blowjob Kazooie.
No!
Hold on. As a quick reminder, there is a $6,000 fine to anyone who cracks a smile or laughs.
Okay.
So, Adil?
You both. Okay. I want to be taken seriously.
Well, I changed my name to Banjo and Kablowy.
Okay. Banjo? Okay. Can I call you Banjo? Or do I have to call you the
fine.
Full Banjo and Kablowy?
Full.
Well, Benjamin,
my name is Kazoinksy Blowjob. Don't laugh.
Don't.
My name is Kazoinksy Blowjob.
All right.
And Aaron, it really sucks that that's what Shaggy says while he's getting head. Kazoinksy Blowjob. Like,
no,
wow.
He says, this isn't me. This is happening to you.
Like, wow. Like, Scoops, I'm going to come.
That's a very good impression. And I'm not laughing and I'm not even cracking a smile at it. And I just want to say that that's a very good impression. Now, we agree. The three of us agree that it is important once a year to do a completely serious episode.
Right, of course. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Very somber, very serious, no hijinks, because it helps us appreciate what we do, and it helps us reset, and it helps us give thanks and give respect.
Absolutely.
I apologize. This is a little wacky. I wore my sombrero. It's just my big old hat that makes me feel somber, and now I feel that this was inappropriate. So I'm going to take off this hat. And of course, I have a tinier hat underneath, and
that just says cultural appropriation on it. Don't laugh.
Don't laugh.
Some of the topics, obviously, we're allowed to.
Aaron, you referenced Adil's tiny hat that says cultural appropriation. It is a yarmulke, we should say. It's not a tiny hat.
I'm sorry, that is my mistake.
It's okay.
So obviously topics that we're allowed to discuss on our one serious show are as follows. The stock market.
Correct. The legalization of kisses.
Medical oddities. I'm sorry. I misread that on my sheet. I'm sorry. It's totally somber. That is medical odd-shaped titties.
Gray books.
Jellyfish sounds.
A farmer's breakfast.
People named Michael.
Swallowing screams.
Excretions. Which, by the way, favorite book of the Bible.
Rulers that an entire middle school shares.
And that's all of them. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and start our episode.
Okay.
And I thought, because this is supposed to be so serious, I thought to myself, Adil, what's the most serious content that we've had so far? What's something that people take very seriously?
This is good.
People aren't even just serious, but they're taking the episode very seriously. And I thought, well, when there's stakes, when there's something on the line, that's when we get serious. So I'd like to offer up to you two, to my co-hosts.
Oh, we forgot. Medium cooked steaks are also a topic that we're allowed to have.
That is topical.
Uh-huh. For my co-hosts, Aaron and JPC, I thought to offer up money. Puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle Refies $100 giveaway. Thank you so much. Based on book, Addletude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Uncle Addle writes a check. Wow, Addle, we are really, this is pretty poor timing because these are notoriously joyous, very mischievous episodes.
Guys. Do we want, is it even worth, I hate this idea. I hate that I'm the one that's saying this idea. Is it even worth it to just punt the serious episode to, you know, 2022, just kick it down the road a little bit and say, we will do it. Yeah. We'll totally do it.
But just not now.
We'll do two next year.
We'll do two next year.
We'll do two next year.
Addle, when's your birthday? We'll do it on your birthday.
Okay, what a treat. Uh-huh. So for the game show that we're going to do today, so we're gonna punt that down the road. We'll kick that can.
Can you just do a little JP Riddle sound of him throwing something, JPC, just so people can know we're throwing something?
I thought Adel was going to do it. I'm happy to. Okay.
All right. There goes the episode.
That'll land in 6 months. Uh-huh. So just to start us off, just to get ready for the questions and for winning some money on this game show, we're going to do some tongue twisters. I'm going to have you each do maybe one or two. So Aaron, we're going to start with you. And what I want you to say is I want you to say three times as quickly as you can, pre-shrunk silk shirts.
Pre-shrunk silk shirts. Pre-shrunk silk shirts. Pre-shrunk silk shirts, says the girl who has a little cute lisp. She gets sent that one. Her lisp is so cute and so good, and that's me.
Adorable. Adorable.
That's absolutely adorable.
JPC, you're going to say the tongue twister three times fast. Ted said Ed edited it.
Ted said Ed edited it. Ted said Ed edited it. Ted said Ed edited it.
It sounds like a news bulletin is coming in.
Whoa.
Great. Aaron, you're now going to say... Iris, sorry, excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself. Irish wristwatch. Three times quickly.
Addle said Iris, and Aaron said God bless you, and he did get some Goo Goo Dolls on his shirt.
Yeah,
so.
I was looking at my CD collection when I...
All right, here we go. Okay. Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
Great.
Aaron is staring off into the middle distance, just finding a spot in
Can I tell you what
space.
I'm looking at?
Sure.
That's helping me focus? My Dunkin' Donuts towel that I bought at a Dunkin' Donuts when I forgot a towel at the beach.
Of course you would have Dunkin' Donuts merch.
Oh, hell yeah. What am I, an animal? Of course I have Dunkin' Donuts merch.
See, if you're not familiar, in Boston, they sell Dunkin' Donuts towels just at the counter because so many of the people who drink coffee in Boston will spill it all over themselves.
Of course. And it's also
and a napkin's
up-
not enough for a large culotta.
It's also to clean up all the blood from all the fights that happen in line. JPC, your second tongue twister that you're going to say as quickly as possible is Willie's real rear wheel.
Willie's real rear wheel. Willie's rear real wheel. Willie's wheel real wheel. Hold on, I got it. Willie's real rear wheel. Willie's real rear wheel. Willie's wheel real wheel.
Sounds like we're rewinding you.
Right. I don't even know why I'm reminding him to do this because Casey is going to naturally do this. Please send that to me so that can be my alarm clock, Casey. Thank you so much. I know you're probably already in the middle of doing that, but I appreciate it.
Willie's real rear wheel.
Phoebe. PBDBB. Here we go. Here's contestants. Yes. Are you ready?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
I'm so excited.
Contestants, are you ready?
Maybe we should do verbal warm-ups like this before we start podcasting.
You know at the start of every game show when there's 18 minutes of banter? That's what we're doing.
We do an audio fucking format. Everyone warms up by like crawling out of bed.
I sing an entire Rodgers and Hammerstein musical at my mirror before every recording.
I will say that today I am on, this is my fourth bottle of water. So I've had, what's that, 32, 64, 96 ounces of water.
And on the other side of the scale, I don't think I've had any water today. I'm not even kidding. I don't think I had a single sip of water today.
Wait, can I just say, something that is fucking wild to me is I know people in my life that don't drink water. They'll drink like Coke, they'll drink other things, but they just like, they never drink water.
Oh, well, most of your friends are camels.
Most of my friends are camels. Sometimes they'll have like a glass of water if they're like, oh yeah, I guess I'll have a glass of water at this point. But they just don't drink it on a regular basis. The other day, I only drank two bottles of water. I drank 64 ounces of water and I woke up the next morning like I was dying. Mm. I was like, how do people fucking do it?
Well, why do you think I have a terrible personality and I can't touch my toes? I never drink water.
Well, we do have, and this is something.
JBC was like, I don't see anything wrong with what you just said. Go ahead, Adel. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
This is something I put in the merch store without really consulting you too.
Oh,
but
perfect.
If you look now in the Hey Riddle merch store, we do have a water bottle that says Hail Hydrate. So go ahead and pick up one of those today. So we're going to go ahead and start our game show.
We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but not for the reason that you think, with the Marvel Corporation. Like,
I know,
Disney's,
that's what I mean. Yeah. We're going to get sued. Good.
Marvel owns the term hydrate. So here we go. Here's going to be the first part of the game show. We're going to do a little section I like to call Acronymphomaniacs. What's going to happen is I'm going to give you an acronym. If you feel like you know it, you're going to puzz in and give the correct answer. These are going to be worth 10 points each. So for example, if I were to say the acronym MTV, you would say that stands for?
Puzz.
Puzz.
Thank you, JPC.
Sorry, I'm dumb.
Music, television.
Correct. So the first one we have here is, and this is a tricky one. It's,
okay.
Make sure it's not the first one you think of. It's hear the letters. DVM. DVM. So
oh,
it's not DMV,
buzz.
It's DVM.
Buzz.
Yes.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
I would feel more comfortable if you gave him the points for that. I feel safe.
I would love it if there was a Department of Motor Vehicles that people kept coming to, and they're like, oh no, you're in the wrong place. This is the Department of Motor Vehicles. And they're like, oh my god, wait, what do you do here?
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are behind the counter at the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron has come in to register, and what this is just so that the car can get to know the person who's about to drive it, or the state can get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
So Aaron, you're at the counter.
Hey, next.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm here for something.
Okay. Well, you're in the right place because I have a computer and I can do something with it.
Okay,
I'm Chris.
Excellent.
How's it going?
Yeah, I've been in line for like 7 hours that I forgot where I was.
I'm Chris. How's it going?
Hi, Chris. I'm not ordering food. Oh, I want my license.
Gonna need to know how it's going. Just kidding. But no, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Okay,
again,
cool.
I've been in line for a long, long time. I think I want my license.
You need your license. Okay.
Mm-hmm, my driver's license.
Sure. And we don't do that here. Is your car registered to vote?
Ooh, yes. I think it's registered as an independent but out of state.
That's totally fine.
Great.
If the car was not manufactured here, it's technically an out-of-state independent. Well, at the Department of Motor Vehicles, we just make sure that your car's all registered to vote. I can see here 81 Chevelle.
Yeah.
Oh, I was pointing to my tattoo.
Oh.
I was really into the name Chevelle when I was 81. I'm 97
How old
now.
Are you?
I'm 97. Thank you for asking.
Wow, why won't they let you retire?
Why won't God let me die? That's the real question. Interesting.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Please,
yeah,
let me just...
Very interesting. Okay, so I just have to ask you a couple of questions about your car, just
Absolutely.
To make sure that it's, the voter vehicle is, you know, I obviously don't have to explain.
Yeah,
what that means.
Of course.
Is this your first car?
Yes, this is my first car.
Do you think it'll be your last car?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with it?
So I got this car in high school, sort of out of desperation, and I've been driving it for
over a decade.
Okay,
I'm out of space in the form.
Stop.
I'm out of space in the form. Do you love this car?
That's a really tricky question.
Yeah.
How do you know if you love someone, you know? Like, do I
you
care about this car? Sure.
Feel it in your bones.
Do I
Do you feel
like,
the spark?
It does spark. When I hit the brake, I get a horrible shock in my leg.
Then it's love, girl.
Same. just to go back to the question, does anybody know what DVM stands for?
Dis vagina's mine. Don't come near me. This vagina's mine. You have to ask to touch it.
DVM, dog vaccination mandatory.
dating
dating vicious moderates. JPC, I'll say that you're closest so far with your last joke about, you said something about dogs.
Is it a dog thing? DVM?
Veterinarian? Something veterinarian.
What is a veterinarian?
A doctor. Doctor, uh-huh. Veterinarian.
Yes.
Man. Mace. Mice.
Okay. What if it was? What if it
doctor,
was a man?
Mister.
You said that with such confidence. You cracked the code.
Doctor, veterinarian. Dr. What is it?
So what would a doctors might give you this to make you feel better?
Medicine. Doctor, veterinarian, medicine.
Doctor of veterinarian medicine. Medicine?
Okay. Doctor,
Aaron,
of veterinarian.
You nailed it on the first try. It's doctor of veterinary medicine. Here we go.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Here's the next one.
These are hard.
Here's the next one.
We've done two, JPC.
OED. OED. Becky, look at that butt.
OED.
OED.
Oral edible dice.
Oral edible.
Orphans.
Oxygen examination daily. OED. Okay, so what is our? First word, our.
That is incorrect.
Fuck you.
Oh, and I forgot. If at any time you want to yell fuck you to me, you can. You will lose 1 point.
Okay, well, do I get one for free, or did I already use mine?
Fuck you.
Adel, just tell me what it is.
Is such a weird one. It can't. Is this
ordinary?
No.
This is not in the same vein as like the doctor of veterinary. It's not like a osteopath or something like that, right? It's not a person's title. Is OED a person's title?
It is not.
OED.
It is a entity or company that makes something very specific. It makes something incredibly specific. It's
addition?
Maybe it's not the only person that makes this, I don't think, but it's like the most well known. And this is something, the thing they produce is something probably every household has.
Or
toilet.
Orville.
Orville Ehrenbacher.
Ehrenbacher. Shush. I'm thinking out loud, but it doesn't count.
I want to see a scene.
No.
and I forgot to mention that last scene, JPC won. Mm-hmm. So you get 5 points for that. So that brings you to 4 with your -1. Aaron's at 10 points, JPC's at 4. So this is going to be a scene. I heard JPC mention something about toilets. I heard Aaron say Orville. So this is going to be...
He was just free associating, my dude.
This is going to be the Orville brothers, creators of the airplane. And after they have mastered the airplane and they're riding that high, they decide they want to invent a new toilet that does, it's a little bit different than your typical toilet.
Well, Christopher, another great day of invention.
And I'm so sorry, this is the Wright brothers. I said the Orville brothers.
No, but I was gonna figure it out.
Okay.
Well, Christopher, another great day of invention. We're not going to be second place anymore for anything. We'll beat those Wright brothers one day.
That's right, Mikey. We're going to beat those Wright brothers. Oh, I hate Orville. Not our last name. The Wright brothers' first names. Yes, I hate him. I love us.
A crazy coincidence. You know what I think we should invent next?
Something to really rub their faces in it.
Yeah.
Speaking of rub their faces in it, why wouldn't we rub their faces in a toilet bowl?
So toilets already exist, but we're going to invent the toilet?
Well, we're going to invent a better version of the toilet. Like
All
airplanes.
All right, walk me through what will change. Go.
Okay, so you know how mostly what we were trying to do was build airplanes first and the Wright brothers beat us to that?
Yep.
What about a toilet with wings?
All right.
And an engine.
Okay.
A motor.
Okay.
Aerodynamics.
All right.
It's basically an airplane.
I think
you
just
can
invented
shit in.
A great. Oh wait, here they are. Here's the Wright brothers. Those
here
smug
they are, those
sons of bitches.
Snakes.
It appears you two are late again. We just invented a toilet that flies.
We call it the Flylet, and it's one of the fastest and dirtiest machines ever known to man.
Oh boy, Christopher, what do we do next? Orville and the other Wright brother are here, and they're making a mockery of us. Quick, let's invent something right now.
Okay, well, let's pivot. Let's mwah.
That just popped me in the mouth. Wait a second.
Well,
I'm being
look
awfully
at that.
Corny.
We invented two brothers falling in love with
no,
each other.
Scene, scene. Outstanding. Aaron won that scene, so that brings her up to 15.
Damn it.
JPC has 4. So OED, you have 5 seconds to figure out if you know what this means. OED.
Wait, hold on. We need
desk.
One more hit.
Dice. Drawers. Disc.
Okay.
Things are in your house.
So a hint for you would be this is something you might find in your library.
Ooh.
Either the community library or your home library. It's
something addition.
A decimal system.
No. Keep this as basic
dictionary.
As possible.
Oh, dictionary. Oh, the dictionary. English dictionary.
Oxford English dictionary.
English dictionary. Oxford English dictionary.
Aaron, I'm so sorry.
No!
Aaron, rules is rules, and so JPC puzzed in after hearing you give him the answer on a silver platter. The answer is Oxford English Dictionary. Oh, Aaron, you scream your blessed heart out.
A lot of times people will say to the show, like, oh, man, I can't believe that you missed this. I can't believe that you didn't respond to the other person saying. What they don't know is that they're hearing a version of our audio that everyone can hear. We're listening to each other on Zoom, where once you start talking at a certain level, it just mutes you completely. So we just saw Aaron just, like, screaming into silence.
She turned and screamed into all her blouses behind her.
It's not blouses. It's coats and sweaters.
All right,
that's
Burlington
all
Coat Factory.
It's not blouses. It's DiGiorno's. I wear pizza.
My life is a disaster because I'm moving to California this year, and look at how many coats I have.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to need those.
I'm going to have a
heat stroke.
Turn
it into a skirt.
Make them into coasters.
Aaron, you have to let me turn some of those into a skirt.
You will get bored 2 minutes into turning them into skirt.
I'm already bored.
Here we go. This is going to be a lightning round for Acro Nymphomaniacs.
Can I ask, Adel, is it a lightning round? Because we've only done two and it's taken like 15 fucking minutes.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to give you 1 point for reading the room.
I always read the room. Aww.
Here we go. For each one of these, you have exactly 3 seconds to puzzle in. If you don't, we hear the answer, we move on.
Fuck.
How about the acronym EPCOT?
Oh,
no idea.
I have a piece of pen and paper in front of me. Like, that will help.
Is it EPCOT?
I know this.
It is EPCOT.
Yes.
Aaron is writing it down.
Shh. Everyone, don't talk to me for like 12 or 13 minutes.
Every part of the cake.
This makes sense because every time I see Erin, she gets excited, she takes out a little notepad, she takes out a pen, she puts it on her tongue, and she writes out 5 letters, and then she looks at me and says, hello.
What? Yeah, I do that. But Epcot, it's not like, it's not the places. Epcot's not places.
Erin, I'll give you 10 points. If
technology?
Erin, I'll give you 10 points if you can confirm for me what you think a lightning round is.
It's when it goes fast.
Pause. I'm in. What? Pause. I'm in. Every person can only teach.
Okay, you both got it wrong.
Final
Epcot
answer.
Stands
I know
for.
This.
Okay, Aaron.
Go ahead.
I have to. Aaron, I'm so sorry. I have to dock you a point.
No. Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay.
But Aaron, I'll duck you a point, which means I'll give you back your ducked point if you act like a duck for 3 seconds.
Oh, quack, quack. My
no,
butt.
That duck's too coy.
Stop. Quack, quack. I'm moving so much under the water, but not so much on top.
Great. You got your point back.
Damn.
Thank you.
So EPCOT stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
How about the acronym Nabisco?
How do you spell? What are the letters in that?
Nabisco.
N-A-B-I-S-C-O.
Also spelled
I-S-C-O.
Nabisco, ding. So Nabisco stands
national,
for
national.
Huh?
National association because I see can openers.
I got it. North American biscuit idiot cock overload.
Between the two of you, you got half of it right. It is the National Biscuit Company. So NA is national, BIS is biscuit, CO.
That's a tricky thing because really three of the letters are one word.
It's not like an initialism. It's fuck that.
Oh my gosh.
I can't see a single you two.
You guys, you're so right. That was so unfair. Here's what I'm going to do. You're both at 15 points. I'm going to dock you both 5 points.
No. Money, puzzies. I didn't do anything.
I'm not going to scream fuck you because I know I lose points even though I want to.
Well, you couched a fuck you into your hypothetical, so you lose a point.
Okay.
I thought it pays to be right, Adam. You need to redo the theme song.
Here's the last one.
Sure.
Zip, as in zip code. ZIP.
Oh, that's an acronym for something.
It is. And that stands for Zone Improvement Plan.
I was gonna say zone.
I wasn't.
But I'm dumb.
Well, Aaron, you would have been right.
I'm not dumb. Stop calling me dumb. I'm talking
Aaron,
to
you,
me.
You said.
I know. I'm talking to me. Stop calling me dumb, Aaron.
Stop interrupting her, Aaron.
You stay out of this, JPC. This is between me and her.
I'm sorry. My inner voice is named Aaron, so I was yelling at her, who is me.
Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting.
So each one of those was worth 10 points, and somehow at the end of that long round, Aaron has 10 points, JPC has 9. Not sure how that happened, but that's
fuck
the truth.
Fuck you. 8.
So now we're going to go to our next segment.
See, he doesn't even care, Adel. I care.
Now we're to our homonyms segment of the show. So what's going to happen is I'm going to give you two hints. These are going to be answers that are two words that are pronounced the same but have two different meanings, which is a homonym. So,
hey,
for example,
Adela, I'll give you two hints. Me hitting you and then you hitting the floor.
That's hits. That's not even hints. Adela, don't give him a point, please.
Okay. It's a homonym.
So, for example, a long cry of pain, grief, or anger in a marine mammal would be a...
Dolphin.
A whale.
A moan.
But mine was kind of cute and funny.
So that's how it's going to work. So don't forget to puzz in. So for this first one, it's going to be an animal hunted for food and to appeal to God.
Puzz.
I believe Aaron got it.
Pray.
You're acting so pray. That is correct. 10 points to Aaron. The next one is to cause liquid to flow from a container and a tiny opening in the skin.
Puzz.
Aaron?
Pour.
And?
Pour.
You would have lost points.
Steve.
Here we go. The next one. A proboscis and has information. A proboscis. And has information.
A proboscis.
If you can get one of them, you can easily get the other one.
Not knowledge.
Nobody knows this.
Hold on.
Nobody knows this.
I don't think I know this.
Nobody knows this.
No. A puzz. No.
Puzz.
Puzz.
Nose. Aaron said, No. Puzz. No.
I love, I've kept saying, nobody knows this. No, we don't, Adel.
I got it after a while of you doing that.
Here's the, Aaron, you know what? You're right. You're going to get a point. 31. So JPC is at 18. Aaron's at 31. Here we go. Last one for our homonym round.
Okay.
A person who claims to be able to predict the future and a financial gain. A person who claims to be able to predict the future.
Puzz.
JPC.
Profit.
Profit.
Profit. Big Bowie fan.
Which is also what the hamburger used to say, right?
Yeah, profit. That's the Hamburglar Helpler.
Uh-huh. And by my accord, it is 7:17, which is, of course,
it is.
Riddle O'Clock. So we're going to, speaking of profit, we're going to earn some sweet profits by tossing it to our advertisers. So please give those a listen. We'll be right back with more game show.
Riddle. shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start
whenever
with
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with more money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adderifies Honey Dollar giveaway based on the book Adderifies Attitude.
Adderifies Honey Dollar giveaway.
Visit the book Attitude, my life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adderifies Honey Dollar giveaway.
Adderifies Honey Dollar giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, my life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Adderifies Honey check.
Aaron, you do know that we slot in the theme song, right?
Yeah, but this is bonus.
So if you heard that, listen to the end of the episode where we'll cut that in again. So that's why it's bonus.
So at the end of our first two rounds, Aaron has 31 points, JPC has 28. And what we're going to do now is I'm trying to be malleable. I'm trying to be adaptable. I'm sensing that the two of you are not in the headspace for straight up questions. So I'm going to give you something that's a little more freeform.
Thank God.
Is this a modern dance round? I've been waiting for this.
Can we just watch Freeform formally, ABC Family?
There's still going to be some mental prowess sort of flex here. But this is a little more open-ended. So for this one, what's going to happen is these are all things that have to do with syllables. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to have to come up with an answer. And I believe for some of these, there's multiple answers. For the first one, there's only one. And you just have to think up what the answer is using syllables. For the first one, there's only one answer. So we'll get through this hopefully fairly quickly, or else I'll say the answer and we'll move on, and we'll use this as an example. Question number one, name the only U.S. president with a four-syllable last name. There's only one.
That's four hard.
syllable last name.
Yep. There's only one.
Oh, I got it. Puzz.
Great.
Eisenhower.
You are correct. It is Eisenhower.
Wow.
Good job, JPC.
Thanks. I'm a big Dwight D. Eisenhower fan.
And JPC, 10 extra points if you can tell me what the D stood for.
Dead ass.
Don't. I knew he was going to do it. Adela could have told you.
I'm going to give him one point for that.
Come on. What even is this place? I can answer dead ass to every question, I guess.
Calm down, David Byrne. So for the next one, and you obviously have to still puzz in and then give your answer. So for this one, question two, name four fruits with one syllable names. Whoever puzzes in first gets the first swing at it. Four fruits with one syllable names. I thought someone would have puzzled in by now.
You thought we didn't get hit in the head a bunch this week. I can't even think of one.
I only have two.
I have none.
Okay, we'll lower it to the bar to two.
To buzz.
Okay, JPC.
Pear, grape.
Grape.
Pear and grape, that is correct. JPC gets...
I got two more. Just for bonus, I don't need
Aaron,
points.
Aaron, I'll give you half points if you get two.
Peach and plum.
Thereby completing the full Joanna Newsom song. Aaron, you are correct. I'm going to give
we
you...
We speak in the store. I'm a sensitive boy. And I'm losing surprise.
Okay, I want to see a quick scene. So here's the confines of this scene. Aaron, you are out to dinner with Adeline's character, you are on this weird new diet where it you have to confine what you eat to a certain number of syllables, and you're trying to explain the diet to us.
I feel like I've been talking about myself for like 45 minutes already. Yeah. Have I been talking too much?
Yeah.
Am I talking too much?
No,
not at all. We're curious, so.
Carol, I know that you're like mid-divorce right now, and I just don't want to be like taking up too much time at the table.
No, well, it's good. I mean, he can wait. I'll sign the papers in just a minute here.
Okay.
But I'm in the hallway. I'm taking a break.
Totally.
And I know how you're kind of like Mrs. Doubtfiring in between the two things. Like he's also at a table in this restaurant, and you're changing your clothes and running over here.
I spread myself a little thin. I'm Mrs. Doubtfiring 14 different scenarios.
And, Carol, no, again.
Carol, 14 in one
it's my
restaurant.
New yeah, it's
wait,
my new
is
record.
That why there's so many people sitting alone waiting for someone to come back from the bathroom at this restaurant?
You're dead on. And here's what's going on. I'm not only the waiter, I'm not only the chef, I'm not only everyone's date in the room,
Carol.
I'm not only myself being here, I'm also that table over there.
Carol.
There's food's on the ground, Carol.
I'm also the Parmesan chicken. Uh-huh.
It was
people
delicious.
People are starving.
Uh-huh. I'm also a half-finished pitcher of Pepsi.
No,
so,
Carol.
Yeah. Carol.
You were doing so well. You were going to meetings. So I thought you had kicked this.
I can't stop. And that's why we're getting divorces. I can't stop around the house. I just start Mrs. Doubtfiring into everything. I play my own kids. I start to befriend them as other kids in school.
Carol.
But I'm so much bigger than the other kids, and the teacher immediately...
You have fake mustache burn on your upper lip.
Oh, Carol.
Oh, God. Well, tell us about your diet.
The diet!
So anyways, I'm only eating things that have four syllables, and that's why I'm blowing. Okay, that was a happy accident. Can I tell you guys a quick story of the hardest time I ever laughed with my mom?
Sure.
But Aaron, for every... 30 seconds this takes, you will lose 1 point.
Wow, what a good precedent to set. When the lady talks, she will lose the game if the lady is too mouthy.
I mean, you get 100 points for being a woman.
Okay, so my mom and I were coming back from an orthodontist appointment. I was probably 12 or 13. And we stopped at this restaurant, I think in Quincy. It's definitely not there anymore. But... we pulled up and this woman was hostess, and was like, I'll take you to your seats. And then she ran over and we were like, this place is really empty. And she put on an apron and then she went, hi, I'll be your waitress today. Like she wasn't just our hostess and didn't say hello to us. And then and then it took us an hour and 15 minutes to get our food because she was the only one there that day. But the craziest part is she wasn't acknowledging any of it and kept pretending to be the different people as if we wouldn't notice. And we were crying, laughing.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, I told my mom that we should go in and cross the employees must wash hands and then just cross it off the S at the end of employees, because there was one woman there and she wasn't even like, sorry guys, I'm the only one here today. She was like, and now I'm the chef. Like, she
was she cooking too? She was doing all the cooking as well?
Yeah, I think that there was maybe one dude back there, but she was like doing the prep work for him.
Oh my God.
Aaron, it was crazy.
This I love. 5 points for Aaron.
Ooh, my mom's going to love that. It's our favorite day.
So we're going back into syllable county here. So now I need you to name at least two types of trees or wood that have two syllable names.
Now I can think of only one syllable. Oak, fir, pine, fuck, palm, birch. Fuck, birch.
Hold on. Aaron, was that fuck directed at
no,
me?
No, not to you, is that JPC? Okay.
And thank of course, you. If you direct a fuck at JPC, that's an extra point. So that's,
oh, yay.
Direct a fuck at JPC, please. It's Christmas time, sir. Direct a fuck at me.
Please, sir.
Won't you spit in my hair, sir?
You day, sir. What day? You there, boy. What day is today? Fuck you.
I know that it is easy for you at home to think of trees, but when you need money this bad.
Wait, now
so trees or woods, yes.
So, I guess I got to ask, can I say like Douglas fir, and does that count? Because it's got, it is fir, which is one, but if you do the proper name.
That does not count. So okay, you shouldn't be giving the tree's first name.
No, not like proper name, just like please, Aaron.
I got it. Puzz.
You have to say Puzz.
Puzz.
Aaron.
Willow and apple.
Aaron, ding, ding, ding. You are correct.
Mm-mm-mm.
I also would have accepted Adler, Aspen, Boxwood, Cedar, Cherry, Chestnut, Cypress, Dogwood, Maple, Olive, Pecan,
Maple.
Poplar, Redwood, Rosewood, and Walnut.
Wait, I'm sorry.
That's a salad. I'm sorry, I'm ordering a salad.
You sound like you're a child naming fake fairies in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Alder, Aspen, Boxwood, Cedar, Cherry, Chestnut.
You sound like you're Gwyneth Paltrow naming her children.
She absolutely has a child named
this is my son, Rosewood. Chestnut.
This is Pecan. Here we go. Last question in the syllable round. This is going to be name three world countries that have two syllable names.
So they can't be from other places. They have to be world countries.
Which world? Countries. Which world?
Disney World.
France. I'm kidding.
Two syllable names, right?
Two syllable names.
So and how three, many? How many? Three.
Three countries with two syllable names.
Okay, let's see.
I'm almost there. So shh. Puzz.
Puzz.
Yes, Aaron was puzzing in first.
Japan, China, Mali.
Okay.
Canada.
I don't see Mali on this list.
Okay, well then it won't count. Give me another one. I will do another.
Puzz.
Mm. And I'm sad to say I don't know enough about Mali to know if it's a country or like a, you know, something else. JPC.
Well, I was gonna say China, Russia, England, but if you're not gonna accept,
England's not on this list either.
Well, because maybe it's Great Britain would be
England.
So England.
Gather round, children. Mali is a country in West Africa. It's sort of in like the little curve part, but it is landlocked and it doesn't touch the ocean. But it's there and it's way bigger than I thought it would be.
That's the saddest thing. I've never heard that said before, but now I think the saddest thing in the world is to say a country doesn't touch the ocean.
Yeah, it doesn't get to see the... Guess what? The country of Mali will never see the ocean.
I'm sorry, Aaron, but the country of Mali is... The official name is the Republic of Mali, so that's like fucking 10 syllables.
That would maybe
put
us on the list here.
Ghana. Yeah. It's north of Ghana.
Aaron, say that one again.
Ghana.
There north. You go. Aaron, you just won.
Oh my God, I won. Also, I didn't realize that Mali was there. I knew it was in Africa, and I thought it was further north, east of that. So I'm learning.
I want to see a scene. The two of you you spent all of your lives growing up in, I don't know, fucking Arkansas, or in some state that doesn't touch the ocean.
Okay.
And now you're finally at the ocean, and the two of you are on Molly.
I'm more afraid than I thought I would be.
No. I mean, I feel what we're supposed to feel here. It's like togetherness and shark monsters.
Yeah, see, I took the Molly 20 minutes before you, so now you're joining me.
I'm feeling it now because it's like you're thinking about, like, that's like full of piss, right? Like that's mm-hmm. full of shark and fish piss and shit, and now I'm thinking about it all creeping up at me, and that's what the tide is, and the tide's like, where the shit, and we're coming to take back the land.
I'm thinking about all the bodies that are have been in the water, shipwrecks, other such things. I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about those fish that have the mm-hmm. lamps on their head.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
No.
And those things are taking the bodies of, like, the pirates and the mobsters and whatnot to the great beyond. They're the guides, and they're saying, come with me, Blackbeard and Tony Alfredo, and we're going to go to the great beyond.
Did you ever see that Jason Statham movie, Meg?
I'm going to stop you right there. I've seen every Jason Statham movie there is. I've seen Crank. I've seen Crank 2. I've seen The Transporter. That's not him. Wait, no, it is. Yeah, it's him. It's Statham. He's bald and he's in charge. And I saw the Meg.
Do you think that anything like the Meg could really exist in real life? A shark dinosaur that big?
Absolutely. That's a megalodon. A megalodon could exist in real life. Now, being a simple country folk and being from a landlocked place, I'm not too familiar and too keen on seeing one of them make it down. So why don't we get back in the helicopter and go off?
Wait, I see one right now.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at that toothy motherfucker.
Oh, wait. He's walking up to us.
Oh, here it is.
Hello.
You want to go, Megalodon?
Excuse me?
I'll fucking whip your ass, big jungle fish.
I think that this is just a little boy and we're on Molly.
No, you're a prehistoric shark and I'm gonna kill you.
Scene. very nice. So there's no winner of this scene because the winner of that scene was the producers of the Crank franchise. but JPC, I'm gonna give you 1 point for transforming into JP Riddles at the very end there.
Please, the Crank franchise.
I feel like I haven't been keeping proper score because I've been laughing and goofing, but I feel like the score right now is Aaron 52, JPC 50, and we're going to go into our next round. So for this one, it's going to be famous kind of sayings or proverbs, but they're going to be, and I feel like we've done this before with like movie titles or taglines, but they're going to be put in the blender and kind of mixed up or said in a different way, right? So
okay.
Famous sayings or proverbs, but the wording is much different, and you have to kind of suss out what the saying is based on what's going on.
They're blended or they're mixed up?
They're blended or mixed up.
Great.
Not that they're out of order. They're just being phrased differently.
It's a movie quote smoothie.
but they're not movie quotes. They're
but sort of.
They're proverbs. So for the first one, I think this will give you a good idea of what's happening.
Got it.
The first one is, devotion compels the earth to spin on its axis. That's a famous, very famous phrase, saying, proverb.
I love you like, at the end of the day, I love you. And at the end of the day, I love you.
Wait, at the end of the day, let's go.
This is not what I thought it was. This isn't the words that are out of order. These are different words. Okay.
When I say put in a blender, I just mean that it's not that it's jumbled up, but it's...
Puzz.
Yes?
Love makes the world go round.
Ding, ding, ding. Love makes the world go round. That is correct.
Okay. It's money. Money makes the world go round.
I am only familiar with the Eve 6 definition of a blender, which is...
When I put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin around till a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm...
through with you.
That's correct. 2 points for JPC.
Does anyone want any of my coats?
That Eve 6 guy is on Twitter now, and he was like, he tweeted something like, what if the shittiest poem you wrote when you were a kid went double platinum?
I saw that. Their account is like legit funny.
Oh, it's very funny.
Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Giggling and guffawing is the finest pharmaceutical product.
Pause.
JPC.
Laughter is the best medicine.
That is correct.
Yes, that's what giggling is.
Then
I know
why
that
does this show make me sick to my fucking stomach? Riddle me that. Hey,
Aaron.
Riddle me that, assholes.
Hey, Aaron. Earth hey, to what? Aaron, you're so sick all the time because I keep feeding you slugs.
Okay, fine. I'm so sick all the time because I keep doing skateboard tricks.
I do apologize. You both lose 2 points for losing your mind.
That's fair. Okay.
That's fair. That's hey, good point, boss.
Hey.
We deserve it.
Yeah, boss. Good point, boss.
So you're both at 60 points. Here we go. Last one. There is no function in whipping an expired Appaloosa.
Pause.
GBC.
You freaking beating the horse to death and the horse is already dead, my man.
You sound like the coach from Big Mouth.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. That's high compliment. That's Nick Kroll.
There's no use beating a dead horse. GBC, you didn't quite phrase it that
agree
way.
Agree to disagree.
We'll still give it to you. Because I think we can assume what you meant. So here's what I want to see. I want to see a scene. The two of you are horses. You're on a farm, and you have heard your owners or the people who have procured you. You've heard them use the phrase "Don't beat a dead horse," and you've totally taken it literally. And now it is kind of nighttime. The farmers have gone to bed, and you're terrified. And you're having this discussion for the first time.
I'm packing. I'm just going to pack. I'm just going to pack and then we're going to go.
Where are you going to go? It's all fence. It's all fence around here. Where are you going to go?
Where are we going to go? I don't want you to die.
Are you kidding me? I'm staying right here.
What are you going to do?
If they catch me running off with you, they're going to find me, they're going to beat me, and then they're going to kill me, and then they're going to go to work on me. Because that's what he said. He said there's no death too good for you, horse.
I don't understand why this is happening. We do everything we say. It's like we're doing a nay-nay here and a nay-nay there.
He puts the carrots here on the palm of his hand. I eat the carrot.
Yeah. I shit where they tell me to shit. I eat what they tell me to eat. I do everything right. Their 14-year-old daughter keeps entering me into competitions that are so far away. And she's not very nice to me. And she's way too rich. I'm just sick of this.
I let that motherfucker pound metal onto the bottom of my feet. Now, it doesn't hurt, so we think. But, come on. I mean, I gave everything
baby,
to him.
Baby. What if we just go, huh? What if we just go and see the ocean and, I don't know, and do it, live in a cabin, off the grid?
Okay.
Come on, let's just go.
What if we dig?
Dig?
Yes. I got
That's
this
the po- one I thing got, I know we're bad at.
I got a poster hanging up in the barn. And every night for the past 10 years, I've been chipping away a little bit. Oh, you know what? Fuck me. I just did a hole in the barn. That's not
it. Just a hole in the barn. That's a great escape.
That was one of my favorite scenes we've ever done. You both get 100 points.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think The Great Escape would be a good musical? I think it might be.
I've never seen it before. That's Steve McQueen?
Yeah, you should watch it. I think you'd
never
enjoy it.
Never seen a movie.
Oh, wait, Shawshank?
I've never seen a single Steve McQueen movie. I thought JPC was referencing Shawshank with the, Raquel Welch poster.
What am I thinking
poster.
Of?
JPC, I'll give you an extra point, or I'll let you both take a shot at it. 5 points to whoever makes the funniest Shawshank Redemption title, but using horses.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's this game? It's
so the movie is The Shawshank Redemption, but you have to repurpose the title with to make starring horses.
Straw Shank Redemption saddles and horses Redemption.
JPC, I don't need to hear yours. Aaron wins.
No, don't insult me.
Mine was just gonna be. Mr. Shawshank's Redemption, because Shawshank's, I think, is a pretty fun name for a horse.
Shawshank's is a wonderful name for a horse. You're right. You get 5 points as well.
Yes.
I also love the term, it's all fence. Where are we going to go? It's all fence. I feel like that's a shirt. It's all fence.
It's all
Today,
fence.
I looked up popular nicknames people call their dogs to see how many of our nicknames for Lou were original. And I saw one that I liked. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Salvador Doggy.
Aww.
That's it.
Yeah, is that really a nickname? That's a long walk to doggy, you know?
I feel like it should be doggy. I feel like it should be Labrador Dolly.
Okay, that's great. See? So, yeah. But
or Saliva Dog Dolly.
Okay. Well, see, you should work for this website. Can I quickly read these to you?
Wait,
guys?
Are you looking on adorify.com?
Yeah. Can I?
Aaron, that's me.
I'm going to read these so fast, and then you can just tell me which one you like the best. Ready?
Okay.
Great. Yes.
Bark Twain, Chewbarca, Julius Caesar, Franz Ferdinand, Harry Potter, Jimmy Choo, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Mary Poppins, which I thought I came up with. It turns out I didn't. The Notorious D.O.G., Orville Redenbarker, Ozzy Osbourne, Prince of Barkness, Salvador Dagi, Santa Paws, Sarah Jessica Parker, Sherlock Bones, Winnie the Poodle, and Wolfgang Puck.
My favorite is Vincent D'Onofrio.
Very good.
I like Bark Twain the best, but of course his real name was Bark Clemens. Gemma and I will call brisket and fries. It's all interchangeable. We'll call them like scrambles. Or like bongo, or like I'll call brisket biscuit. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. And I know JPC on Bill Buds, you mentioned all the names you call spaghetti.
I love that dog, that dummy. A lot of the times I just say dummy or idiot.
Yeah, that's what I call myself. But then I yelled at me, so I'm not going to do that anymore. we go with the classics: Professor Puppinsuds or Mrs. Lanningham, which is the secretary from The West Wing.
Professor Puppinsuds is hands down the best.
Well, that's when we give her a bath.
we're coming to a close here. The tally at the moment is 105 to 105, so it's anyone's game.
Okay.
So we have two more segments. For this next one, this is going to be, we'll give it about a minute or maybe a minute and a half. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask you both, and there's no buzzing in, so this is just kind of scream them out. Scream them if you got them.
Scream them out.
And it's 1 point per, and I'll try and keep tally, so scream them out, but also make sure you give me time to write them down.
Gotcha.
To tally the points, I mean. For this, we're going to try and list as many famous people with the first name George. Go.
George Clooney.
George Harrison. George Jetson. George of the Jungle.
Help.
George Orwell. George Bush,
George Bush Senior, George Bush Junior, George.
I said both of those before.
No, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't. I'm gaslighting you. George.
Stop.
George Stephanopoulos.
Stop. What? We're canceling this round.
No, why? What did I do wrong? Because. What did I do?
You got 1 point. JPC then got like 20, and you just went. Help.
You know what? I was falling down a hole and I didn't know what to do.
I'm actually crying. Although you could have been saying help based off George Harrison.
No, I just needed help.
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 Aaron, I'm going to give you, I heard you say George Takei.
Yeah.
So for that round, from what I heard, and forgive me if this is incorrect, but I was laughing my fucking brains out. Aaron got 2 points that round. I'm going to give her a point for help as well.
That's fair.
Aaron got 3 points, and JPC got 6.
Okay.
So there we go. And here we go. This is our final round. So the score right now is Aaron has 108 points, and JPC has 111.
Fuck you.
What happened to me? Okay, now we're tied.
Hold on. We're now tied.
JPC, why do you do this
JPC
to yourself?
Has wisely used his points.
Wait, what's your new name again?
To make it a close game.
You're a self-saboteur. How many timeouts do I still have?
No timeouts.
I have no timeouts?
No timeouts.
Oh, I must have used them.
So for the final round, this is the classic final round to
Bark
this
Wahlberg.
Game show. That's a good one.
Barky Bark.
We're gonna do Rap for Daddy. So you both are going to rap a song. I'm going to give you a topic, and you'll do a rap on it. There's no sort of set time length or number of bars or anything you have to spit. It's just whenever you feel like you have beat the other person or produced enough rap to win the game. Maybe what I'll do is I'll give you two topics and you can choose, just because I know, Aaron, before you have gotten a little flustered by the topic.
Aaron, do you want to go first or second?
Whatever you prefer.
I'll go first then, and then you can take us home. So it'll be your game to win.
Excellent.
Great. So, JPC, your rap can be about one of these two things.
Okay.
Either being a vegetarian.
Sure.
Or first dates.
Which one do I know more about? Been a vegetarian for like 18 years. Haven't been on a first date. 3 years.
I'll take vegetarian, please.
Great. Whenever you're ready.
Yo, they say gravy has got to be meat, but I say take that to the street and toss it in the gutter. No, I did not fucking stutter. If you want a recipe for some vegetarian gravy, follow JPC. And let me spit it like this. First, you gotta make a roux. That's butter and flour, and it's just for you. Heat it up in a pot. Stir it till it getting soft. Once it's golden, golden brown. Eric, come on. That's fucking delay of game. To get back into my rhyme. Once it's golden, golden brown, take some stock, concentrate, add it to some water. 8 steps later, you're gonna eat some graters. Then you stir it all up and add it back to the pot. Now, lower the heat just a bit, cool it down. You're about to have yourself some gravy brown. That's the color it will be. Thicken it up, pour it on your penis. That's right. Vegetarians burn themselves with hot gravy on the dicks. And if you want to stop eating meat, you're going to have a hot gravy dick. Boom.
Yeah, nice.
Thank
one.
You. Thank you.
JBC, might I suggest that at some point in the near future, you start a YouTube channel, which is you rapping recipes, and it's called Rapices?
Yes, absolutely. Ooh, nice. You can suggest that. And you can follow Rapices right now. Twitch.
I don't know. That might look weird in writing. Don't do it. Don't do it. I genuinely thought it was being helpful, and I'm so sorry.
No worries,
well,
Aaron.
Just real quick, just so we're all on the same page, Aaron is about to rap for Daddy, and JPC, at any point during her rap, you can scream 2.
No!
Okay,
fine,
just
that's
know
fair,
that,
that's fair.
And that can be the number 2, T-O-O-T-O, whatever you feel.
I don't think I'll need it, but I thank you for giving it to me.
Aaron, are you ready?
Yes.
You have to rap for Daddy, and the two subjects you can choose between, dogs or... good dogs.
I'll go with dogs.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Nice.
Now listen up while I give you a holler. I'm talking about the things that wear a collar. I like animals. I'm trying not to hog, but I want 100 dogs. No, I don't want the things that purr. I want the things that are covered with fur, which are also cats, but I'm not talking about cats. I'm talking about dogs. help. 2. I did it for you. Number 2. Okay. I cannot be interrupted. Shut up. Okay, I got this. I go to the dog park with my buds, and I bring Professor Pup and Suds, because she's a puppy, and I love her
too.
So. sometimes I cry, sometimes I weep when I think about her being put to sleep. pet your dog every single day like that. One day they'll go away. Your dog's gonna die at one point or another, so hug him every day like he's your precious little brother. 2. I'm sorry about reminding everyone that their dogs are gonna die, but sometimes I cry just thinking about it.
Oh my God.
Gravy, may I go? May I be excused from the episode?
This meal might just be your last. Everyone will die eventually.
Okay. May I be excused from this episode, please? I would like to wash my hands.
I feel like next episode we record, your parents are gonna be like in attendance. Like, hey, we wanna talk to you about Aaron's podcasting. It's like a PTA meeting.
Oh my God.
I kind of did okay at the end there. I made it make sense.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I was going to let you win, but your self-awareness is 0.
Come on, no.
I think you made it real there at the end, Aaron, like a Macklemore rap. Yeah.
You're a rapper like Macklemore's a rapper.
But I never said F you to Adel, so I feel like that's
something. That's
JBC,
fair.
Quickly say it quickly so I can win. Please, JBC.
So, Aaron, you are going to win this rap battle, but not for the reasons you think.
Why did I win?
Well, I don't know. It might be for the reasons that she thinks.
Because that was the sweatiest rap I've ever heard in my life.
I was just thinking how sweaty I got when I was doing it. That's so crazy.
Aaron, it showed. It wasn't a secret. I love Aaron's style of rapping. Instead of like, or like, come on, or like yelling the year, I love that Aaron's is, no, shut up.
I would love it for like a super confident freestyler to just be like, help. And like when they're breathing, like in their offbeats. help.
MC Panic. So Aaron, you win the rap battle. That is 100 points to you. So the final score is 208 to 108.
Anybody's game.
Nope, that's the final score.
Anybody's ball game at this point.
So Aaron, I'm going to mail you a blank check. You fill it in for what you feel like you deserve for winning that round.
I'll write your name. Nice to meet you. Where you been?
And thank you both so much for playing Money, 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 Puzzies. It pays to be right. Adolfi's Honey Dollar Giveaway. Based on book Adultude, My Life in Ritties and Puzzies, Uncle Adol writes a check.
Money, 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 Puzzies. It pays to be right. Adolfi's Honey Dollar Giveaway. Based on the book Adultude, My Life in Ritties and Puzzies, Uncle Adol writes a check. Fuck me, that's too fast.
JPC, do it. Help.
Fuck you. JPC is a consolation prize. You get to plug or promote whatever you like first.
Well, Aaron maybe gets this blank check, but I am doing a movie with Tone Loc. So I guess we'll both have our own little blank checks. Tone Loc, of course, was in the 1984 movie.
Funky Comedina.
Funky Comedina. Okay, so things that I would like to plug. If you're listening to this, you know what? Head on over to my Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I stream most days. You wouldn't believe the number of times people come into the Twitch channel and say, I was just listening to a Hey Riddle episode. So, baby, I know it works. I know it's driving that traffic over to that Twitch channel. So come on, hang out, say hi, give me a follow. And if you have Amazon Prime and you feel bad about that because of Jeff Bezos, then give me your Prime sub. You can give that to me every month. And old JPC will appreciate it. And that's the only thing that I gotta plug. So I'll kick it on over to my friend Aaron, who did a wonderful job winning today's contest. Aaron, what do you have to plug?
Your dog's gonna die. And I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna lunch back into that. Like Adol and JPC before me, I was recently on the Gunk Hole State Park podcast. And I had the best time. I was having a really hard day, and I laughed so hard. It's a blast, and you should just check it out anyway because it is really, really fun. And Adol and JPC have episodes on it, and I listened to the Waleed Mansoor one that's really great, and the Ryan Ashford one that's really great. So check it out. I think you'll enjoy it if you like our show, and it's a nice, easy listen. So
Do you guys remember what your names were on that podcast?
Oh yeah,
I don't.
Mine stuck with me forever because it's one of the I just came up with it in the moment, and it's one of the most JPC names that I've ever come up with, and it's just Rick Plates.
Rick Plates. Oh, I know mine because Adol, you came up with a Tiffany Key Largo for me recently that I used on John Mackey's like live stream, which is my favorite fake name I've ever had until I was Lily Outrageous. on the Gunk Hole State Park podcast, and my whole thing is I'm suing the park because I got engaged there and it didn't work out.
Lily Outrageous sounds like someone who would scream for a manager or sue a park.
Oh, 100%.
Outstanding. So for my plugs this week, I was on two different podcasts I want you to check out. Their first one is called Hollywood Cast Connection. It's sort of a 6 degrees of separation game with some fun bits in between, so check that out. And I was also on a D&D podcast called Filling in the Gaps, so please check out those two shows. That brings us to the end of the show. Aaron and JPC, for an additional 100 points. JPC, this could bring you to a tie.
Oh my God, I want this so bad.
What is the largest planet in the universe?
Puzz, Neptune, fuck you, bye. No, I lost! God damn it!
It's a place that rhymes with Plupiter. It's a planet.
Two.
And I'll call it a Jupiter. Adol!
Bye forever.
Sorry, Aaron G. Hate Riddle.
Jupiter, fuck you, suck my dick. Choke on it, I yelled my dad.
Hey, cookies and monsters. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. Addle takes us to Apathy Avenue. You can listen to that at Hey Riddle Riddle's Patreon by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.